This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fear of failure. Because I failed at many job interviews before. So we said, what is your standard of success for this job interview? Is it for you to get the job? So if you don't get the job, does that mean you failed? And in reality, he had no experience as a CEO before. He set a really high bar for himself. And it's very likely that the board might have had predetermined preferences. So his standard for what it means to succeed and his standard and understanding of failure was based on something personal and truly emotional, but it was not based on something reasonable in terms of his track record. So when he redefined what it meant, he didn't get the job. When he redefined what it meant for him to succeed, he actually overcame the fear itself and found no problem getting into the process of applying in the first place. Sometimes we don't take steps because we are our greatest obstacles. Sometimes our fear ends up preventing us from things that we would never otherwise accomplish. Think about the cost in your life, the cost of inaction. Not knowing, could I have succeeded? Could I have accomplished? What if I had tried again? So redefining failure, understanding that success is that which follows. So anytime you fall short, try again and try better. Number two, reflect on Allah's decree and seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as believers, when something happens to us, we are not responsible for it. We are responsible for how we respond. You cannot control the things that happen to you. You cannot control the qadr, the decree that befell you. But you can certainly control how you feel about it and how you process it and how you will respond to it. And this is why the very first thing the believer says when something happens, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ or إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. We do not control the things that befall us, but you can certainly control and you are held accountable for how you respond to these things. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, the fear of failure and the strong emotions that we feel at times are okay. Oftentimes when people think I have a strong fear of failure, so I don't try, I don't leave my comfort zone. They assume that because there are strong emotions that they should not try or that there's something bad about this situation. But emotions like guilt or shame or fear can actually be extremely powerful. Because when you have these strong emotions, they are, in other words, a type of alert, a type of warning. A reminder, pay attention, something important is bothering you. Something is affecting you. Something is requiring your attention. And perhaps if you channel it in the proper way, that fear itself, those emotions, they can end up being the catalyst for the action itself, the action of resolution, the action of correcting something, the action of trying again. Maybe 721 times. So don't feel that feeling bad about failure is problematic. Number four. If it matters to you and you feel that your fear is hindering your success in life, then give it its attention and its time in terms of planning. Strategize. How do you strategize when it comes to the fear of failure? Number one, with regards to strategy, a lot of studies show that when people set approach goals rather than avoidance goals, they are more likely to be successful. What are approach goals? Approach goals are when you think of your objective in terms of what you want and how you feel about accomplishing something. Whereas an avoidance goal is for you to want to get something done for the sake of avoiding something harmful. As believers, we have an equilibrium and a balance of both. That our approach goal for the afterlife is Jannah. It is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to please Him. At the same time, some of us might struggle with regards to fear. Fear of shortcomings, fear of consequences. Having that equilibrium in terms of avoiding punishment, avoiding hardship in this life and the next, helps us to align our goals with our greater objective. So make sure that when you're setting goals, they're not always emphasizing avoiding something. Rather, you're trying to approach or accomplish something. Another example of strategizing, pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to the signs. We're living in a fast-paced era in which many people are not paying attention. Not just to the signs, they're not paying attention to anything. They're walking on their phones, they're falling into water fountains. They're walking on their phones and they're talking and they're chatting and they're having fun. And then bam, they hit into the wall. Why? Pay attention to the signs. If your friend is driving on the highway and you're sitting in the passenger seat and a warning sign comes up and it says, caution, danger ahead, caution, accident ahead, caution, slow down. And your friend ignores the first sign. They ignore the second sign. They ignore the third sign and then bam, consequences. We can't really blame anyone but ourselves in that situation. Pay attention to the signs. They are all around us and within us as well. The concept of tafakkur, as you find it in the Quran, to reflect, it's about everything. It's very general. It encompasses every minor and major thing. Every grain of sand, every drop of rain, every leaf that falls, every cloud that passes by, and every star in the heavens. It includes the beating of your heart, the movement of the blood, every breath you take. And then there's another type of reflection, which is tadabbur. Tadabbur in the Quran is specifically mentioned when Allah discusses and mentions ayat of the Quran. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So there's tafakkur and there's tadabbur. For you to reflect on the signs within the Quran will give you the tools and the resources to overcome fear of failure, to overcome fear of worldly things, to overcome fear of the future and uncertainties of the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Quran as shifa'un lima fi sudur. It is a healing for what is in the hearts. And if you feel in your heart there is something preventing you from living to your potential, from being a better person, from acting upon that thing that you know you can act upon, from overcoming any kind of obstacle, then utilize the Quran and the signs within the Quran so that you are gaining efficiency and clarity in all that you do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and our loved ones amongst the people of the Quran. Allahumma ameen. And point number five. So four, strategize. Point number five, focus on the lessons. Focus on the action. What are you doing moving forward? If you fall short because of a trigger or an environment or a bad friend, and you're not learning from it, and you do it again, and you're not learning from it, and you do it again, and you're not learning from it, until when will you finally say, I have to change what I'm doing? Focus on learning lessons. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alayhi salatu wa salam, لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين. The believer should not be stung twice from the same source. That also includes yourself. If I fall short and I have a fear of failure, what will I do? What will I reflect on? What lesson will I take so that next time there will not be a next time? So that I can plan properly and be efficient, I have to focus on the lessons. 721 times he failed, and yet he succeeded. How many times do we try and try again and try again? And so on that note, just to kind of wake us up in the last 4 minutes and 55 seconds, if you fail 10 times at something you want to accomplish, what should you do? You should try again. What if you fail 20 times? You gave in, you ate that cheesecake, you gave in. What should you do? How many people like cheesecake? Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the cheesecake of Jannah. Allahumma ameen. You guys will remember that dua, inshallah. That's probably all we'll remember, right? What if you fail 20 times? What should you do? Try again. What if you failed 50 times? What should you do? Try again. What if you failed 100 times? What should you do? Try again. This time I want to hear it from everyone, inshallah. What if you failed 1,000 times? What should you do? What if you failed 1,000,000 times? What should you do? Try again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the resources and reminders and the guidance and the clarity. No matter how many times you fell short, there's always hope for you. As long as your heart is beating, there is hope for you. Try again, try again, try again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and our loved ones amongst those who are constantly conquering our fears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and grant us strength and stability and steadfastness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all for our shortcomings and give us the strength to know that we can, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accomplish what we want. And on this last note, Even the prophets and messengers, when they saw that there was a shortcoming or they fell short in something, They turn back to Allah. And that is the methodology of the believers. Prophet Adam alayhi salam reprimanded. Adam and Hawa reprimanded by God. What did they say? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We have wronged ourselves. And they made up for what they did. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah forgave because they sought forgiveness. They tried. They accepted responsibility. They moved forward. What did the devil himself, when Allah reprimanded him, what did he do or say? He said, بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. You have caused me to do this. He blamed Allah instead of accepting responsibility for his actions. Instead of reflecting, instead of learning a lesson. Let us follow the methodology of the prophets and messengers. Let us follow the methodology that Allah lays out in the Quran for us. Reflect, accept responsibility, strategize, plan. It's okay to have that guilt or that fear or that shame that I fell short, but don't let that stop you from trying again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and accept from us. Wa salli allahumma ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.